In the 2 months since a powerful earthquake devastated northern Pakistan and left more than 75,000 people dead, millions there have been struggling to survive in tent cities. And as the harsh Himalayan winter sets in, Pakistan's military is rushing to construct shelters. Last weekend, the World Food Program appealed for urgent funds to keep an airlift operating through the winter months, calling it the most difficult logistical task the UN agency has ever faced. Nick Lawson is head of the mission in Pakistan for Doctors Without Borders, and he joins us. And tell us, one recent report has it that there was an outbreak of measles among quake survivors. Is that a serious threat?
It certainly is a serious threat. When you have a large population living in very, very close confines, there is always the danger of an epidemic such as that. We understand that the measles coverage prior to the earthquake was not particularly good, so there is always a danger that we're going to face that. The WHO and UNICEF have conducted or were very quick in conducting a measles vaccination campaign to try and ameliorate that problem. And at the moment, I'm not aware of a major outbreak, certainly not in the region that we're working, but it is something that we've got to keep an eye on.
And with winter setting in there, the great concerns would seem to be pneumonia diseases that would come from being really cold.
Certainly, one of the biggest issues the Pakistan population of the north is now facing is a shelter issue. But certainly pneumonia and the respiratory tract infections are an important pathology.
And although the sort of good news, if you will, there hasn't been a lot of terrible disease there so far.
For the moment, we are keeping a very watchful eye on things. There have not been major outbreaks of epidemics that people have often concluded may occur from this. But for the time being, the situation is relatively under control. I speak, of course, for the Mansehra region only, where we are based. There are other sections of Doctors Without Borders who are working in the Muzaffarabad and Bagh regions. And in those areas, certainly there has been expressed some concern about a large number of pneumonia-related incidents.
Tell us what the current situation is in the area that you are in and what the most pressing needs are right now.
I think for me the most pressing needs is probably still a shelter requirement. At the moment, we are conducting a survey or an assessment of all the camps that are in the Mansehra, Balakot, Gari Habibullah, Batagram regions, specifically actually looking for orthopedic cases, specifically looking at what health facilities people have to go to, and also the condition of their camps, the condition of tents, the number of blankets people have, whether people have hygiene facilities, most importantly, water and sanitation, whether they have enough latrines. These are the issues that concern us at the moment, and our current activity to respond to this is to assess to see what facilities people actually have, and then with a view to look at filling any gaps that may exist.
Thank you very much for joining us. Nick Lawson is head of the mission in Pakistan for Doctors Without Borders, and he spoke with us from the Mansehra region of northern Pakistan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.